What has God given you? And I think this can be likened to a parent. So those who are parents, and I'm assuming all of us have parents ourselves, that parents are always looking forward for the betterment of their child, right? Trying to either help them to grow in this area or in that area. And that was definitely the case for my parents, because when I was a child, I was very, very, very shy. So shy that I wouldn't even talk to anybody. If you would ask me a yes or no question, I would only answer in a yes or no answer. That I was so shy, I couldn't even think of myself getting up here right now. I'd probably be quick in my boots if it didn't change. And that's where I think my parents came in, is that they literally told people, like, if you want to have a conversation with him, don't just ask him yes or no questions, but ask a question that's open-ended, that can be open-ended, that he has that conversation, and then he will more likely talk to you. That's a little secret for those who know shy people who have shy children as well. That's what you can do. But I think it was good also, because not only would they do that, they would encourage me to go do things. They wouldn't allow myself to sit by myself, which I would love to do, and just be by myself. They would encourage me to get out, to go do other things, to make me, quite honestly, the person I am today. But not only that, is it wasn't just my parents who did this. But of course, God himself was helping me be the person that I needed to be for whatever he had in plan for me. And I think that's where we can get lost with all these talents that we might be good at, that we might be okay at, that we always think, oh, I put in so much work to get it done. It's all me. That it's all I did it. But in reality, it's not just me. It's not just my parents. In the end, it is also with God. Sure, I had to put in a lot of work to start talking with people and get in front of people. But it wasn't just me who encouraged me, who gave me that strength, who gave me that love that I needed in order to be the person I am today. That it was ultimately Christ. That he was the one shaping me, literally when I was created, but also along the way to be the person that I need to help the world. And that's also the world part. It's not just me who helps the world. My talents do a little bit to help the world, but everybody here has a talent that can help the world, even if it's just a small little bit. That even if you can only offer a little bit of your time, every single time you do that, you change the world just that little bit. And that's definitely what the second reading today was talking about, how if we have faith without works, we are dead. So what's the point in having faith in God, if you will, containing it only in this church, if we don't bring it out to other people? That we don't bring out the talents that we have from God, that God helped us to have, to not go help and volunteer or to just give of our time in various ministries and organizations, what would be the point? Because it is ultimately him who gave us all these talents. Can't we just give a little bit back to those people who might need that help? I think that's ultimately what the second reading is telling us today, is that we shouldn't hold our own talents, that we by no means was just ourselves doing it, but we should offer it to the world, and we should offer to those who could use it, to get involved with different organizations that we have in here or within the church, either that's Eucharistic ministers, lector, ushers, singing in the choir, various other things, or helping with the Knights of Columbus or Catholic Daughters or Women's Guild, and so on and so forth. There's many other organizations that even if we just spend an hour a week, an hour a month, whatever it is, to help those who could really need the help, that will show our faith. That will show our actions in our lives what God wants in our lives. is not just something we hold and we be selfish, like, no, I'm not giving it to others. I'm keeping it to myself. No. It's a very selfish thing to do. I think at times we do that. But if you still think that, oh, I have no time, I'm always busy with work, whatever, you can find time. We all know that. Even if it's an hour a month. But not only that, to give of our time, but also to give of the treasure that we got from the talents that we use in our jobs, in our businesses, in the things we do on our daily basis, if you will. To give of those treasures to places that will be good, that will go out and spread the gospel. And if you don't know, we actually have, if I'm not mistaken, record numbers in our children's faith formation, our youth faith formation, in a while. Like just donating to the church to help spread the faith to our children, to help those to learn more about God, will go a long way. And of course, to pay for the electricity that we use in this large complex that we have, that it takes a lot. And just giving of your treasures in order to help that. But of course, we would first and foremost love if you can give of your time. But if you happen to not, or you could do both, give of your time and your treasures, to help bring about God's message to those around us. Because it's ultimately through our works of various means, of either our own time or our own treasures, that we're able to spread the gospel, that we're able to bring people closer to Christ, that we're able to do so much more by giving people hope and to give people the love of Christ. And that's what I want to leave with you today, is that, we should offer our time and our treasure to those who are in need. Those we can give hope to, that we can show Christ's love.